it's that time on a Friday. We do the segment that's forever subtitled SMH. We look at the world of sports, occasionally outside, and roll out the nominations for the Crunch Time Tool Shed. But as always, before we can hold our ceremony, we must call upon our landlord who has the keys and can open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
love it. I really do. All right, let's start. Chicago Bear linebacker Danny Trevathan. Or should I say temporarily a linebacker for the Bears, who last night, in essence, provided all current members of the league a what-not-to-do video. With so much talk around player safety, CTE, targeting, adjusting tackling techniques, he pretty much ignores all of them that have been taught and preached for 5 years. He waits until the Packer receiver Davante Adams is stood up, defenseless, then literally using his helmet as a weapon, delivers a cheap blow directly into his face. Now, he was apologetic after, but like the guy who does 9 shots and 5 beers in the bar, then slams head-on into a family, you can be as sorry as you want. Your ass is still getting severely punished. Fines would be a joke here. He needs a suspension at least 4 games, or Goodell's league is even more hypocritical, which would actually be kind of astounding. I know this one is too easy, but come on. My longtime favorite, Rick Pitino. What do you say we go ahead and refer to him as the former Louisville coach and federal prison number 42609? This looks like he's got no shot. Even though I love his lawyer, another beauty, is insisting the evidence the FBI has is it's nothing more than speculation. Because, you know, that's what the feds do in cases like this. They just, you know, casually execute a raid over a stupid basketball game. Man, the corruption is so rampant. And, of course, he allegedly funneled $100,000 to a kid while he's being investigated for a case involving his players getting strippers and hookers comped. That doesn't sound like the kind of guy you want leading young men. Well, it depends on the young men. It already cost him a suspension last season. Same guy got caught cheating on his wife with some whack job in a restaurant who tried to extort him. Like I always say, with people like this, the benefit of the doubt ship hasn't just sailed. Oh, it's been nuked. How about, finally, I'm just going to call out the powers that be at Twitter. You always hear about you got 140 characters to get your point across, be it sarcasm, information, you know, ball busting, all of it. And if you go over the limit, it won't post. You'll literally get a message that says, over the limit, be more clever. And now they're doubling that. I don't know why. I don't know what the benefit is. The beauty of this platform is the immediacy, the short version. If you can't make your point in the 140, you lose. You got to be creative. You got to know your stuff. If you go for speed and misspell words or don't fact check, you get destroyed. Now, there's way too much wiggle room. The less witty or informed among us get the playing field leveled. I call it the typical dumbing down or allowing in the least common denominator. I think Pitino was already in, but I felt it would be worthwhile to nominate him. So, I'm going to go with Danny Trevathan, the sort of linebacker of the Chicago Bears, as our new inductee to the Crunch Time Tool Shed, because that was brutal. I mean, it literally was the opposite of what the league is hoping will kind of be the new path, as it were. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of most ages, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Alex.